Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Folks, it's getting worse and worse. And worse for John Brennan, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, maybe even Barack Obama. And the left is, and their media is doing everything that they can to try to confuse the issue, including saying that the allegations that Tulsi Gabbard is making are very dangerous. Yes, somebody could get hurt. You mean like almost assassinated twice? You mean like that? After you call him Hitler again and again and again, you mean kind of like that? And the guy who tries to kill him at Butler, Thomas Crooks, is a liberal troll. Had an account on Gab where he advocated for Joe Biden, trashed Donald Trump. The FBI doesn't want you to know that because all the FBI does is lie. And so what they do is they just refuse to come pick up the evidence for Gab from Gab. And then the owner, Andrew Torba, finally has to mock them in public and say, look, I keep calling you. He's a liberal troll. I've got all his account stuff archived and saved for you. Why won't you come pick it up? Because they don't want to receive information that he's a liberal troll so that the media can keep lying. It's all about the lie. It's all about keeping a lie going. And Democrat Representative Jason Crow from Colorado did his part yesterday.
The allegations and the conspiracy theories by Tulsi Gabbard would be sad if they weren't so dangerous. She has turned herself into basically a weapon of mass distraction is what I've been calling it, because it's very clear what's happening here. She's trying to curry favor and get back into favor with Donald Trump and has concocted these theories to do so.
Yeah, honey. The problem with that is that the first person to refer John Brennan for prosecution was not Tulsi Gabbard. It was the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor, highly respected in D.C., no matter what you think about Tulsi Gabbard. But he leaves that out because he kind of can't explain it. Yeah. And then he says, and this is the other big lie.
Let's be really clear here that the Russian investigation and allegations of Russian interference into the election have been the most examined and re-examined finding in the intelligence community history. There have been four investigations, including a bipartisan Senate investigation led under the first Trump administration and led in part by Marco Rubio, that was very, very clear on these findings. These have been investigated and reinvestigated and reinvestigated, and nothing has changed up until this past month.
Okay, that's a lie. But I want to play it for you because that's a lie they're telling now, and it's what you're going to hear from your liberal friends. It's a big, fat lie. That Senate Intelligence Committee he's referring to, do you know what happened? Whistleblowers who were actual CIA analysts who participated in the process of creating that very fake Russia collusion report tried to come to that committee when Warner ran it. He's a Democrat senator, and blow the whistle and say, no, we had no intelligence that Russia was, one, colluding with Trump, or two, even trying to influence the election. You know what Mark Warner did with that whistleblower? Gaffed him off. Wouldn't even return his phone calls, his emails, nothing. Didn't want to hear from him. So the idea that that committee had all the intel, they did not. We're just seeing it for the first time. But in order to reach the conclusion that Russia meddled in the election to help Donald Trump, they had to literally shut out whistleblowers from the CIA trying to tell them the opposite. And it's all falling apart, folks. Do you remember? I'll never forget on this station, the mantra, hearing it on the news, because we play Fox's news at the breaks. 17, remember this? 17 intel agencies say, 17 intel agencies say, it's 17. How could 17 intel agencies be lying? And then remember, they were forced to correct it. Well, it's only three. Only three intel agencies think Trump colluded with Russia and Russia tried to help him win the election. But it was three. Or was it even three? Here's liberal investigative reporter Matt Taibbi on Racket yesterday.
They told us it was three agencies, the NSA, FBI, and CIA. In fact, as we learned, we only learned this week that it was only just the CIA, and it was a handpicked team by John Brennan. It was five authors that he picked, his favorite people, to write this report. And even they balked in the end. They came to him and they said, we do not have direct proof that Putin favored Trump. We can't write that. They tried to leave out certain evidence. He personally stuck it back in.
Yeah, Representative, Democrat Representative Jason Crow not going to talk about that because he doesn't have anything. He didn't have any response to it. Here's some more Taibbi on evil lying CIA director John Brennan, who really, really needs to go to prison for the good of the country.
When they went to him about the Steele dossier and said, we can't use this stuff, it does not meet even the most basic tradecraft standards. The quote in the report is that Brennan said, well, at least it rings true.
And again, these CIA analysts were so alarmed, they tried to go to the Senate Intel Committee and whistleblow. And they couldn't even get their phone calls or emails returned because they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to know it. They liked the lie. I'll let Taibbi wrap this segment.
This is one of the things that's amazing. When you go through this report, the first thing that will strike you is that you'll ask yourself the question, wow, the CIA didn't appear to have a whole lot of really good intelligence on Russia generally. They were relying on these little fragments, bits of published reports, third and fourth hand accounts, unattributable sentences, but they did have a couple of real things. Like, for instance, they had significant intelligence from a quote confidant of Vladimir Putin who told them explicitly that he quoted Putin himself on the question they were supposed to be investigating. Putin said that he didn't care who won. Either way, he regularly pointed out the flaws of both candidates, and he said that no matter who won the election, he believed that Russia was well positioned to outmaneuver either one. That's the word, outmaneuver. So that's not in the report somehow. Now, it's not like journalism. You can't just sort of make a case in a prosecutorial way and selectively leave stuff out if you feel like it. It's not editorial, in other words. This is an intelligence report. You're supposed to give everybody the whole picture, and they left a lot of stuff like that out.
Yeah, so if Russia doesn't care who wins and didn't meddle, you just leave that out. And then you call up your friends at the New York Times and Washington Post, say, hey, you want to win a Pulitzer? I got some fake news for you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Is murder becoming obsolete? Can't do it. Too much tech. We'll see. My husband, I love to hike, and my husband's been, my daughter does too, and he's kind of started to get to where he's like, please stop hiking, because he's got this theory that there's so much tech, so many Ring doorbells, so many ways to catch a killer that they're going to increasingly be doing it in national parks, state parks, really rural areas because of the problem of escaping the cameras and just escaping modern technology. And we were just having that conversation literally the next, because my daughter and I want to go hiking this fall in a couple of places. And literally the next day, Arkansas happened. Couple hiking with their daughters, young kids, murdered by this lunatic, drives off in a car. Now, we've already got to make of the car, and we've got a description of him. There was no video at the park. We only have the description. What do you think the police are doing right now? Exactly what we thought. We'll see if it works. Even if you go somewhere remote, can they get you this way?
And a manhunt still underway in Arkansas for the killer that attacked this couple at Devil's Den State Park on Saturday while they were hiking with their two young daughters. Police have not yet identified the suspect, but released this sketch of what he may look like. They say he's a white male, last seen leaving the park in a Mazda. The couple's two young daughters were not hurt. Now the family is asking for the public's help, saying, quote, Clinton and Kristen died heroes protecting their little girls, and they deserve justice.
They're asking for the public's help. Check your Ring camera. Let's see if they can get him. And folks, if you look at the Koberger case, the four Idaho murders that have been in the news so much lately, one of the things that's just bugging me is a lot of people saying Koberger screwed up. But I don't know if it would have mattered if he did everything perfectly. I think they still would have got him. Because how'd they get him? They got his white Elantra on surveillance video. Captured it on surveillance video circling the area near the victim's house. They started hunting for it, so how they eventually found it. Because it was registered at the college campus that he was at. Even though they didn't have like a license plate, they didn't catch that. And the fool took his cell phone with him. He'd cased the joint for months before. Not very smart. They were able to confirm that with the cell phone records. They put him at the scene with that as well. In the months up to it. And before and after the murders, they have his cell phone there too, right? All right, so suppose he leaves the cell phone at home. Say Koberger gets smart. Leaves the cell phone at home. You'd pretty much, if you watch the Murdaugh murders, where they really did do some revolutionary things, if you're going to do this, you pretty much have to buy a car for cash that's 15, 20 years old. You can't pay with plastic. And then maybe like hide it, steal a license plate for it. Because if you remember how we got, and this is, credit Alan Wilson in his office. Remember they got Alex Murdaugh, famous murderer from here in South Carolina. They used a Suburban. Including his OnStar data, they analyzed it, tracked the vehicle's movement, speed, and location the night of the crime, June 7th, 2021. They were able to tear his alibi apart. The car data indicated he was only at his mother's house, that was his alibi, for approximately 20 minutes, contradicting his statement that he stayed for 30 to 40 minutes. They were able to show through the speeds that he, was able to get to the scene. So at this point, you need an older car to pull this off. You can see how the dragnet is closing in on people who want to kill serial killers, murderers, crazy people. Okay. Well, suppose Koberger had gotten all that right. Right? Just a lot of people are going to learn from what Koberger did. Well, he left his DNA at the scene. Very hard not to do if it's, too violent death. Now, he left his DNA on the knife sheath. He didn't have his DNA in any data bank. He has given it or, yeah. Well, if your second or third cousin has either been arrested, so they got their DNA that way, or they've done one of these ancestry things, they got you. It's over. They're going to find you. So what do? You're almost left going out to the woods to do something and hoping not to leave your DNA. I don't know how else you do it. Now, you may be thinking, well, Tara, that can't be true. I mean, so many unsolved murders. Yes, but let me tell you why. One of the last articles I did as an investigative reporter, and was one of the coolest I ever researched, was Getting Away with Murder. And I wanted to find out how many people in Charlotte had gotten away with the crime. So I pulled every single murder the last 10 years. And the number was shocking. 50%. Coin toss. 50%. And I've never looked around the same way again as when you're looking to left, looking to your right in line somewhere at a gas station. Somebody, I mean, you're standing there, sitting in traffic next to a murder. Half of them get away with it. But the homicide detectives told me there's a key thing here. If you kill a family member, a friend, someone you're in a relationship, they pretty much always get you. It's almost impossible to get away with it. If you kill the way Koberger did, it's almost impossible. The crimes they're not solving, they almost always have a suspect in them. They're almost always drug crimes. And you've got two problems. You've got a messy scene. So you've got just all kinds of crazy, weird DNA. These people don't live very cleanly. There's, you know, it's drug houses, drug cars, a lot of people in and out of them. And nobody talks. But folks, with this tech, even those we're going to start to solve. And the homicide detectives told me quite frankly, we don't use a lot of time on those cases. We know who the drug dealers are, and you know, kind of high five when they go down and kill each other. He said, we'll use a little bit of time, but we're not going to use much. It's just too much resources. We got other stuff to do. So they kind of let them kill each other. I'm Charlotte. I don't know what they do here. So when you're talking about full-on classic murder, like the crime we just saw in Arkansas, Koberger, but, you know, also the kind with Murdaugh, I don't know if you could do it anymore. Let's see if they get this Arkansas guy. Let's see if they get him. Let's see if they can get him on a Ring camera. One of the most interesting interviews I've done since I was here was with our sheriff's department here in Greenville. And it was just a robbery. It wasn't a murder or anything. And they had gotten him by, okay, there's the gas station that he robbed. It was near to downtown Greenville. And they just started going down the street, hit and rewind. They followed him all the way home. They got him. Just pulling camera. Okay, he turned right here. Where's he going? Okay. Oh, good. And finally, after a certain amount of camera footage, we caught the driver. We caught the license plate. We caught him at an angle. We got the license plate. We got him. They got him. Just picked him up. So I've got this theory that murder is becoming obsolete. And this, you're kind of seeing this in China, where they brag about it. I mean, they have over 1 billion cameras there. And those are the government cameras. Forget the other kinds. You just can't do it anymore. It's becoming impossible. Look, folks, we hate the total surveillance state. I do, you do. We can't stand it. We're not those kind of people. However, everything has a silver lining. Let's see if they can get this Arkansas guy. You could tell he goes to the park. He goes to the state park. It's working out so far pretty well for him because there was no cameras there. Let's see if we get him on the Ring cameras. I bet we do. And I kind of hope we get him that way because I don't want this guy getting away with it, because I'm going to tell you they're going to be hunting the parks. They probably already are. Final thought on that, by the way, one of the things that really interests me, and we've seen some of this at Table Rock, right here locally, some very strange cases. People don't realize 1,000 Americans go missing, some never found, many turning up dead. 1,000 go missing. These aren't the ones we find. You know, alive, but they were just lost. They were hiking. 1,000 a decade in our parks. So that's national parks and state parks, 1,000 of them. And you might think that's high. Well, that's 100 a year. And if you go look at how many national and state parks we have a lot of them. The number's actually kind of lower than what I would think. So there's people out there that are coming to ends that, yeah. And with our drone heat-seeking technology now, if you get lost out there, they're going to find you. If they don't find you, it's because there's no heat signature. You know what that means. It's because you're dead. So I think there are people hunting these parks. I think there's been an increase in it in the last decade. Now let's see if we can get this guy in Arkansas. See how long it takes him.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.